at 4DJC.
Hi, Jerry. In 0TR Mobile.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, I think we'll go up past the water department first. And just had my eyes checked and dilated and,
It's good. I haven't had mine checked in a couple of years. Now I need to go to a regular ophthalmologist to make sure my corneas are doing okay. I got some corneal problems. It's a little blurry, but changes kind of with the weather, but it's based on how much moisture's in there sometimes. If it was consistent, I could probably give me a prescription. It'd work better, but just have to make do. Had everything turned out on you, on your, have your doctor got back in touch with you on your test yet?
I think, when is it, next week? Next week, Jerry. And, no, I can't decipher that MRI, but I should have results of the PSA when I get back. And, I have my eyes dilated, but it's one of those things. What was that, Bernice? Just the water thing? Oh, the cup wasn't in the cup holder good. But I found out I can put my sunglasses on and then put a pair of them other spectacles on that they give you at the doctor's office. And that makes it better. I got a tailgater, so I'll just slow down and tick him off that much more.
I love to ride you. I don't speed up, and I bet like I don't even know they're back there. Just drive normal. I don't try to brake. I don't try to brake check me or anything like that. Just leave them alone. Let them do whatever they want to do. They'll eventually get tired of it and go around me.
Up on the brakes. But this will really tick him off. There's a 20-mile-an-hour curve here, so I'll really slow down. Oh, everybody's in a hurry. And if he wants to pass on the double yellow line, I'd say go for it. It's his life. Oh, shoot. Yeah, we love that Clemson eye down there. Tell him and... just before you get to that big shopping center down there, Haywood Mall, they have some of the most high-tech devices I've ever seen in my life. And I go to Dr. Glazer, but they got a lot of different kinds of specialists in that one building. They do a little bit of everything there, Jerry.
Know where that place is. That's kind of right down next to Bimini's. We go there sometimes, the little seafood place there, put a joint there on the left, and I think Clemson Eye's on the right there at that little turn that you have to take your life, well, you used to have to take your life in your hands to turn now, or if there's a traffic light there or not, Tom.
KB4CBA has a name for that hill, but I can't remember what it is. Do you, Bernice? But it's, there's a good light there, and it's got a left turn signal and all that on it, so pretty comfortable to get through there. I don't know where Bimini's is at, but sounds good. I like seafood.
Real good. They got one in Greenville, they got one in either Charleston or Myrtle Beach, and maybe Mount Pleasant or somewhere, but it's good. They have, it's fresh. I know you don't like oysters there. Oysters are good there. The shrimp are good. It's not too terribly expensive, but everything's fresh. It's just kind of, looks just like a little joint there. It's kind of, where Clemson High Place is, you kind of go drive on the road that it's on, I think, Tom, or maybe the road before it, one or the other. You just kind of go down past it. That Clemson High Place is kind of cool. It's either on directly on the right or either just up the hill there. Just go by there and it just looks like a little, looks like a little, like a seafood joint you see on the coast somewhere. It's not much to it, but they're really busy. They have, I think it's Tuesdays, they have oysters on the half shell or roasted or not fried, roasted, or on the half shell for something like their half price that day. And but it's a real popular place. It's just it's just like a typical seafood place. It's not anything big, not like Red Lobster. But they do some, you know, they do low country boils and stuff like that, and the crabs. That stuff can, snow crabs, those things can get expensive, you know. But as I said, it's fresh. They bring it in every day or every other day, so you don't have to worry too much about getting bad seafood there.
B-I-M-I-N-I, like Bimini?
Yeah, just like the Bimini or Bimini Twist Knot. Yeah, same thing. They've been that long time. We used to go almost every Tuesday, but we don't eat oysters that often anymore. Since I had dental work, I kind of stay away from, you know, having any parts of the shell in them. But they, like I said, they're pretty reasonable there. But the seafood is not cheap, Tom, but it's good. It's not typical stuff you get at Red Lobster. They may have a grouper there, or sometimes they have don't do redfish there anymore. Nobody does that. They have just typical stuff. It's snapper. They have red snapper there sometimes, I think. And it's just stuff you don't see everywhere else, except maybe at the real high end places. But a little bit less expensive, but you know, I mean, a meal they might be $15 or $20, maybe, but it's worth it though. And they got good hush puppies and good slaw and, you know, cold beer if you want it.
That's pretty typical, Jerry. Though that's not bad at all. We ate out at Mutt's Barbecue yesterday, and they really serve a good meal. I don't remember what it cost. Was it $26 or something like that? I don't even remember, Jerry, but I thought that was real reasonable because it's a buffet, and it's easy to get to for us. So we enjoyed that, and I had a little bit of their barbecued chicken and a little bit of their barbecued ribs, and boy, that's as far uptown as you can get. Well, I thought it was interesting there at Clem's and I. They did a test, and I said, "Can I look at those pictures on the computer?" And she said, "Yeah." And it was of your optic nerve, and then it showed your, I forget what she called it, but I think it's the retina back there, only you're looking up and down on it. And they just have you look into this machine and do it. And they got more machines in there than Carter's got liver pills. And it's just amazing when they bring that up on the computer, what you can see. And he said everything looked good after they get all the testing done, and that they send you in and the doctor looks at you. But they had a specialist for Melise, you know, because she lost sight in that right eye when she had that chunk break off in her carotid artery. It was a stroke. And so they sent her to a different doctor then than we'd been going to. But I still have my same doctor down there. And I had an ophthalmologist tell me once before I had my eyes lasered. I said, "Who would you go to?" And he said, "Dr. Glazer at Clemson Eye." He said, "I wouldn't let anybody else touch my eyes." And he says, "I've been doing this 26 years. he was just filling in for the guy at Costco, so that's how I got hooked up with him.
Pretty good recommendation, I think. I may go try that because my retina, my cornea specialist doctor, she can't think of her name now. She's of that Papewood. I think she's retired now. I don't think she's doing anything anymore, but did all my cornea tests and all that sort of thing. They just, it's something fairly rare, but it just gets worse. It can get worse as you age. Mine's not too bad right now. It's still not great. My right eye is actually a little bit better than my left eye is. It's just something that's, you know, not correctable with that either. They can either do a cornea transplant, which I don't want to have done, or they can actually transplant some epithelial layer that they can do. That's that's where my problem is. My problem's not in the corn itself. It's behind the eye. It just the cell deteriorating. They don't let the fluid pump in and out of very well, so it gives you blurred vision. It's not like macular degeneration. You don't lose, you know, the outside or spots or anything like that. Your vision just gets progressively worse. But it was diagnosed about 15, 18 years ago. Mine doesn't seem to have changed any, which is good. Some people go for years and it doesn't affect them until they get in their ages. And I'm hoping that's what's going to happen to me. But eventually, I'll get more probably where I probably can't drive, maybe. Who knows?
This is NZRO TR Mobile. Yeah, Jerry, I'm pulling in here to the drive-thru and I have to talk to the lady. But, yeah, my pressures were 11 in both eyes. He said they're doing great, and I have 20/20 in both eyes, so can't beat that, because I used to not be able to see the big E, but after they did that LASIK, I got good vision. Well, I'll let you go for now, Jerry. Nice talking to you, and have a great day.
Your time. You and Bernice have a good afternoon. Take it easy out in the heat. And we got to head over to Greenville here about 1 o'clock. Pick up the grandson again today from his guy clinic. Anyway, talk to you later time. Y'all have a good one. N0TR N4DJC. Clear.
Tom, K04HK. Well, I didn't hear it key the first time I ID'd. I was talking to Jerry there a little bit ago. And we just went up and paid the water bill up here by the dollar store north of straight up 101 from our house. And we'd like to ride up there and do that once a month. Just went down and had my eyes examined, and they dilated them, which is no fun, but I got on their sunglasses and mine over the top of them. Works out pretty good. How's your day?
And that wasn't me that keyed up before. It was whoever sits there and just keys the mic. But I heard you and Jerry talking. I was trying not to get run out of the road up here on 25. Tractor and trailer coming over in my lane. I was trying to pay attention to that. But hope you're having a good day. And I thought you said were you going to tell me you had your head examined instead of your eyes there for a minute.
It's a hollow resonant cavity up there. Well, there's something in front of me. I can't tell what it is because it's a tractor with an implement on it. And he's got a bunch of lights going, so that's good. Anyways, I don't know how far he's going.
Do all you can to get noticed out on the road anymore, because people aren't paying attention.
Surely not. Surely that might be, but nobody else in South Carolina is.
Like I said, coming down through Traveler's Rest and coming up to a red light and tractor and trailer coming around a curve there about run me out of the road.
It's room, do they, Patrick? People are starting to pass this guy now. I don't know if I'm that brave or not. It's a double yellow line, so I think I'll just stay back behind him. I'm not interested in getting a head-on collision up here. And he's taking up both lanes. What is it, Bernice? I can't even tell what it is. It's big, I know that. The car that's coming at us had to get clear off the road to let him go by. Well, where are you working at today?
Just up my area up here in Traveler's Rest, and now I'm making the trek down to Berea, down Whitehorse here, so we're going to run this gauntlet and get down to that area.
He's just not sure of any age yet, so I'll try to remember to text you. But they just slowed down, and you know, with all this heat, I can't hardly blame them, Patrick.
It slows me down, too. Makes me not want to get out of the truck.
I don't blame you a bit. It's supposed to get worse over the weekend and no rain. I guess you might have to set the sprinklers up and turn them on out in the yard. I don't like to do that, but they want like $5,000 to put in a sprinkler system, and then the water department's not very proud of that up here on Blue Ridge Water, and they charge you an arm and a leg, too.
Water has become a very precious commodity. It was precious before, but it's getting more precious. So they figured out ways to charge more for it.
Got a new washer and dryer here a while back, and about need to mortgage the house for that nowadays. But, you know, Bernice says that's the only thing she can figure, because our water bill's been real reasonable lately, about $29.
One of those high-efficiency washers that only use about half the water they used to when you're doing laundry. But then you got to take and run a cycle to clean them every now and then, or they start to stink.
I probably notice the difference on me, but... No, I don't know. What do you run on it, Mama?
I don't know. The one she's talking about, I think, is the front door one.
Oh, okay. The front door one, she says, is probably what you're talking about. We didn't get that. She likes just the one, the top loader.
Same way. And they make top loaders that are high efficiency also. And my wife got one of them. That's how I knew all about having to clean the thing. Because every now and then my clothes will start to stink, and I'll have to tell her, hey, time to wash out the washing machine.
Do what?
Do
what? Yeah, we haven't had that problem.
See, we only got to do it like once, maybe twice a year. It's just not something that's, you know, all the time or anything like that. It's just one more thing to have to pay attention to and take care of.
I don't know what this thing is, and I can't take my glasses off, but it's real, real tall, and it's real, real wide. I mean, his right tire is a double yellow line halfway into the other lane. Never seen an implement quite like that.
With the way people come up with stuff now to make things more efficient, because you can't find labor to do it, so you got to find and make a way to do it somehow.
Kind of a sprayer. He does have a sign that says slow-moving vehicle, but I'm not passing him. If these guys behind me want to get around him, well, that's up to them, but I ain't got that far to go. I'm up here by where the road splits to go over to the compactor in the weenie shop, you know what I mean?
I know about where you're at.
Cars all run off the side of the road to get around. I can't pass him. I'd have to go in the ditch to pass it. So, boy, the clouds and everything with all these sunglasses on look pretty nice today. Bernice has been faunching at the bit. She wants to get outside, but I think she'll change her mind real quick. This is NZOTR. Now, there's old Neil Grocery, the hot dog stand.
All right, he's dragging up through there. But I'm sure it's something to help him do a job easier.
Well, it's real tall, too, Patrick, and there's, I don't see very little under it. And there's the cabs in the center of it, and then I can see some hoses coming down to this thingy hanging down in the center of it. Here, another car went off the road. I'm just hoping none of them hit him, because that would be a mess. But, boy, the beans are starting to come up, and the corn's come up, and there he goes. He's turning off north of our place up here. It's some kind of sprayer, Bernice says. We're up here by that guy that's got a seven-car garage or so behind his house.
One of those high-crop sprayers, like corn or something like that. You could drive over it and spray out across it. You got folding arms that fold out.
That's what it was, she says. Well, we're past in the O'Neill Church now. So, Patrick, you have a great day, and most of all, a safe day. Don't get too hot out there, and we'll catch you down the line. KO4HKX and 0LTR. 73's Patrick.
Tom and Miss Bernice, you have a good afternoon, and y'all try to stay cool. Don't get outside too much. KO4HKX, clear.
I didn't listen to the rest of the net last night, but Ariel was sure having a time there. For some reason, he wasn't getting receive, but I turned it off after I checked in and Chris checked in. Did you ever hear if he resolved that problem?
Actually, I wasn't doing the best last night, so I laid down and missed the net.
Well, I hope you're feeling better. Sound like you are. But, his radio inside wasn't working good, so he went out to the mobile, and then he wasn't hearing the Echolinks right. He was stepping on them, and he's a professional, so I know he wouldn't have done that purposely. But I asked him if his volume, I was texting him back and forth just prior to the net. And I asked him, I said, have you got your volume control down? We've all done that. Finally figured out he had the squelch too high, but he still had difficulties and had to go back outside to the mobile unit. But we was hearing him real well, but I don't think he was hearing back very well. I think his receive was a problem, so I hope he got it straightened out. Well, we're pulling in the carport, so I'll sign again, Patrick, and see you later. It's been 0TR clear.